It was a summer afternoon in June 1727, and the king's chief minister, Sir Robert Walpole, turns up unannounced at the country residence of George, Prince of Wales, and his wife, Caroline. He was out of breath and in a state of great panic. Walpole was the bearer of momentous news. King George I was dead. Sir Robert Walpole tried to get in to see the Prince and Princess of Wales, but the lady-in-waiting said, "Stop! You can't go in, they're asleep!" But Sir Robert insisted. He said, "I have to go in with this news." And the poor old Prince of Wales was rather caught on the hop. At the moment when he learned that he'd become King George II of Great Britain and Ireland, he was probably still buttoning up his breeches. There was an element of farce about this, and George's king would have to up his game. No more afternoon naps for him.